Only smart people get up early enough to listen to the Francine Marie Show. So thanks for listening, smarty pants.
Oi, Billy! Oscar! Dave! Get up! Francine Marie Show's on!
Mark those calendars for April the 1st from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. because it's on a Friday and you need to come. We're talking about a health fair with Dr. Robert Lindsay. He's the professor of health education of the Department of Health and Human Performance at Johnson C. Smith University, and he's also the healthcare chair. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am so good. When I heard about the healthcare fair, I'm like, you know what? We need some support when it comes to healthcare. And a fair is the best. It's a fun way to talk about health, isn't it, Doc?
It sure is. And the beautiful thing about mine is not only just a health fair, but I'm offering jobs too. I have companies that want to look for people to get you a job as well.
You talking about a job fair we can come in person?
That's correct. Combined. We, from what I know, we are the only place in Charlotte that has a health fair and a career fair at the same time.
What do we want out of this? We definitely want a job. We want to know the opportunities out there for us to score a job. But we also want to go around to the different tables, I'm assuming, that you have. What's the setup on that day?
The setup is a kind of a U-shaped-like setup, in which I'll have vendors on the right, vendors on the left, and vendors in the middle. Everybody will have a chance to visit all of the vendors that will be there. As I've been reviewing the vendors, we have, wait a second, Atrium Health, which is one of our sponsors. We have CW Williams, Hello, which is a major provider of health right here in Charlotte. But if you want a job, we have staffing companies that are going to come and recruit for those want to become a temp worker, because Dr. Lindsay, before he was a doctor, did work at a temp agency before going back to school. We're going to also have, wait a second, No Grease Barbershop offering free haircuts at the event.
Who needs a fresh haircut?
Okay. So No Grease is coming. The last piece, DJ. So you can listen to some music, get your little party on at the same time. Why are you looking for a job? And you can check your health at the same time. You want to check your blood pressure? Got it. COVID testing? Got it. Glucose testing? Got it. HIV testing? Got it. All right there at the same time.
And it's free.
And it's free.
You do a lot for community. This isn't your first rodeo. Johnson C. Smith University is probably the best kept secret in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Myself, I've been doing this since 2007, since I got here in Charlotte. Last year, I chose not to due to COVID. I was thinking of doing a virtual one, but if you ever come to our event, it's an event. And I have purposely stolen the line from Tom Joyner, it's a party with a purpose. And our purpose is to educate and empower you about health. I was thinking about not having it when Omicron hit in December, because I was affected as well. But then the 100 Black Men of Greater Charlotte had a health fair in January, is also sponsoring this event. When they had their health fair, I said, you know what? We can have ours too, because there aren't many health fairs here. Novant normally has one, the Park Church, normally has one, and some others do as well throughout the area. But in regards to the schools and the institutions, hardly any at all. So I don't want to say that we're the only, but I'm sure we're one of the few. But I know that the way we're going to brand this is a health and career fair at the same time. So we want the whole Charlotte community to converge on Johnson C. Smith on Friday, April the 1st from 10 to 2. Because not only just the Charlotte community, but I wanted to branch out, because I just came from a conference in which I serve as president of a health organization. And I asked for people to come there. Come from Raleigh. Come from Winston. Come from Wilmington. Because our outreach wants to be not just JCSU. That's our primary outreach. But JCSU and then Charlotte and then throughout the state as well. Matter of fact, as I was going through my information, there's a school called The Ohio State University. You ever heard of that?
Yeah.
They are coming all the way from Ohio to market their graduate program.
All the way from Ohio?
Ohio. Ohio.
Ohio. The only thing I see or I don't see is a marching band.
If I wanted to, I could have that. But because I'm already going to have a DJ, I'm like, I don't need the marching band. I'm good. I'm good.
We can shake our booty a little bit when we go booth to booth.
That's what we do. I want you to have a good time. Get your information, find out that you're okay. You know, you do a little Nelly or something, do a little Duval, say smile, but we won't say the other stuff, and say, that's all okay. That's the whole idea. I want people to feel empowered when they come to our event, to realize that, hey, we're coming to something special. And then for those who wanted to not just get a job, but say you're in a job, you don't like your job, you want to possibly go back to graduate school. In addition to Ohio State, I have Wingate coming to our event. Wait for it. I have Pfeiffer coming to our event. Wait for it. I got Gardner Webb, UNC Charlotte, coming to our event. And if I have my fingers crossed, I might have Queens coming to our event.
Because it's a good relationship to have. Johnson C. Smith University is a good relationship. It's a healthy relationship to have. And we have to drop some more names. 100 Black Men of Greater Charlotte. We've got No Grease Barbershop. We've got Atrium Health. Healthy Blue NC, go for it. Be the Match Bone Marrow Registry. You got Village Heartbeat, Sigmas of Charlotte, 25 confirmed vendors. Do you need any more vendors?
I am working on that now. My vendors will close, say Friday or no later than Monday, because what I want to do is provide good customer service to my vendors and let them know. So all of my vendors will be paid food, lunch, promotes the Black-owned business on the JCSU campus. They will be provided that. And then I have a couple organizations. Anybody heard of the Lynx here in Charlotte? The Lynx typically likes to provide snacks for all of those who come. Yes, the Lynx, the prominent organization for prominent women here in Charlotte and throughout the nation, will be at the event too.
Ye doggy, right? That's big time. You've got, well, we mentioned the free HIV test, COVID tests. We have graduate schools, as our doctor has told us this morning. We've got staffing companies. And see, the messages in between the layers of when we get there, if you want to be inspired, this is the opportunity. And it's free. So mark those calendars. It's April 1st from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on a Friday. Perfect timing, right?
Normally, I've done this the week after CIAA, but since CIAA, it is what it is. Therefore, I decided to move this to April, and I think this is a wonderful time, right? For us, it's right near the end of the semester, but springtime is coming up, trying to get people to feel good, but we want you to feel good about your health, your career, and your spirit at the same
time. You're looking at the whole person. Right. For many years, we looked at different parts of people. No, we need to look at the whole person, the whole student. And it is an honor to graduate from Johnson C. Smith University. Is there a shorter website we can mention?
I wish there was, but it isn't. Right now, it is JCSU HHP Health and Career Fair.wordpress.com. We have a fraternity brother who is in web design who created that website. And he's in the process of updating it, where we're going to have all of our sponsors there, all of the confirmed vendors there. And then I might throw in a couple pictures just to entice people to come. So that's our website. If you go to it, you'll see all of the good things there. And right within the next 2 weeks, we're going to be updated with a lot of good things.
All right. It's JCSUHHP Health and Career Fair.wordpress.com. We got to do this. We got to support. Now, I got to get nosy before I let you go, because I know you've got a busy day. What got you into education?
Well, let me give a short story. When I was an undergrad, I started off making some money as a substitute teacher during spring break. when I was subbing. I made big money of $55 a day. I decided that when I graduated from school from Washington University in St. Louis, that I was going to go into marketing research. That didn't work out. Then I started subbing and coaching. Then my former track coach said, you need to go back to school and get your degree. So while I was doing my master's at the University of Missouri, another place you and I know about, I said, this professor thing is going to be okay. So I studied, finished my master's degree in 96 and went to the University of Florida to work on my PhD. And while I was working there, I decided I wanted to be in the realm of a professor. And I've been a full-time professor since 2000. From 2000 to 2006, I taught at the College of Charleston. And from 2006 to now, I have taught at Johnson C. Smith. So my route to education has been different, but I enjoy it. And I'm glad it has been different. It's not the traditional role, but I love it nevertheless.
You could tell the passion that you have. Plus, you got a sense of humor.
When you work with the college students like I do, you have to.
Okay. You better.
It's just part of my own personality. You know, it's kind of my way because I, in my realm of education, just like everybody else, I've gone through my ups and downs. And I've had to rely on spirit and prayer and tenacity. In addition, myself being a former track and field runner has guided me to understand the highs and lows at the same time.
Track and field, I'll race you to the nearest good barbecue place.
I might beat you for that.
Because you love St. Louis barbecue. I love Kansas City barbecue, but I love St. Louis style ribs. Oh my gosh. I know we're not supposed to talk about pork for a health fair.
I'll make you laugh as we're on this interview. We've had a couple food trucks that have been at Smith events lately. I'm deciding if I want to do that or not, because I'm deciding if I want to take that ambience or not. Food trucks, I love supporting food trucks because they do great things. So fingers crossed, you know, I'm going to keep this between me and you to decide if I'm going to have a food truck or not. So if you come, and I hope you come, and I hope. And I hope that you promote all of your people to come. We may have a food truck there. I'm not sure if I have food truck and health fair because I don't want a lot of people in line there. But I will still provide something for all of my people who come.
And you definitely have to meet Dr. Robert Lindsay, our professor of health education of the Department of Health and Human Performance at Johnson C. Smith. He's the health fair chair, healthcare chair. That's so catchy. So catchy. And we can go right now to jcsuhhphealthandcareerfair.wordpress.com.
That's what we love. Baby, baby, come on out. Come one, come all.
Don't miss out. Come on out.
As our preacher would say, the doors of the gym are open for your health and career.
Yeah. I'm glad you're looking at us as the whole person. I want to thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. I thank you. I am humbled to be here. I hope our message is good. Come one, come all. The doors of the gym
are open. Awesome. All right, we're going to take a short break, but we'll come right back.
You're listening to the Francine Marie Show. We're popping out for a quick cup of tea, but we'll be right back.
This is my jam and jelly, y'all, on the Francine Marie Show. Spread that show out, girl. Spread it out.